This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Tribhuvan International Airport to remain closed for 10 hours a day for next 5 months from today to upgrade it. 10 people die in separate road accidents occurred in Surkhet and Chitwan. Urban Development Minister Prakash Man Singh calls for cooperation of United Nations and UN Habitat to address Nepal's major urban challenges. And U.S. President-elect Donald Trump appoints Suzy Wiles as his White House Chief of Staff. Now the news in detail. Tribhuvan International Airport will be closed for 10 hours daily for the next 5 months starting today. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal announced the closure as part of a project to upgrade the airport. The upgrades aim to boost the airport's capacity and safety standards. The Air Transport Capacity Enhancement Project involves widening the southwest taxiway, the northern section of the international apron, and the eastern hangar apron with an estimated budget of 15 billion rupees. During the closure period, from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m., no flights will operate. The airport's regular hours, typically from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m., will be affected. Project Chief Dipendra Shrestha stated that the taxiway expansion will run parallel to the runway. He emphasized that the closures are necessary for safety. Tribhuvan International Airport manages over 200 domestic and 100 international flights daily. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Rana Deva has pledged to take an initiative to check the rise in airfares. During an inter-ministerial meeting held with Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey and Minister for Labour and Employment Sarat Singh Bhandari today, the Foreign Affairs Minister discussed issues including financial burdens to the labourers bound to overseas employment due to the rise in airfare. Tourism Minister Pandey said that the airline operators might have increased airfares due to the reduction in night flight time at Tribhuvan International Airport for the expansion of runway. The increase in the price of air tickets has hit hard the tourists in flying to Nepal also. 10 people died in separate road accidents occurred in Surkhet and Chitwan today. 5 persons were killed while 24 others were injured in a road accident at Rani Matta of Surkhet Dailik border point. According to the district police office Surkhet, the vehicle heading towards Surkhet from Dailik Bazar went out of control and made the accident after it fell some 200 meters down the road. Spokesperson of the district police office and deputy superintendent of police Birendra Biswakarma informed that 24 injured in the incident were rescued and brought to the provincial hospital Surkhet. He said some of the injured are in critical condition. Meanwhile, 5 people died in a separate road accident occurred at Sotrukilo of Narangud Mogling Road section in Chitwan this morning. According to a spokesperson at the district police office Chitwan, Vesraj Rizal, 5 others sustained injuries in the incident. Of them, condition of one person is said to be critical. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has urged for cooperation of the United Nations and the UN Habitat to address Nepal's major urban challenges. During his bilateral meetings on Friday with Kazuko Ishigaki, regional representative for the UN Habitat Regional Office for Asia and Pacific, and the UN Resident Coordinator in Nepal, Hana Singer Hamdi, on the sidelines of the 12th session of World Urban Forum in Egypt of Cairo, Deputy Prime Minister Singh stressed the need for cooperation to address major urban challenges. Ishigaki pledged that the UN Habitat will always support Nepal for fact and data-based projects. Similarly, Hamdi stressed the need for localizing the Sustainable Development Goals, stressing on the UN Habitat's role in addressing challenges in urban development. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has endorsed the nominations of two judges for the Supreme Court. A meeting of the committee held today at Simhadarbar unanimously approved the proposed appointments of Nrip Ghosh Nirula and Nityananda Pandey as Supreme Court justices. Committee President and Senior Most Member Pasupati Samsir Rara confirmed the endorsement of the two nominees. Following the approval of the nominations, the President will appoint the two judges to the Supreme Court. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal, and it's time for a short break.
साधा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ. ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ. त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने.
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्. नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back now to remaining news. Nepal participated in the World Travel Market 2024 in London, advocating the need for international cooperation for promoting the country's tourism sector. Nepal attended the three-day event, which concluded on the 7th of November, under the leadership of the Nepal Tourism Board. At the event, Nepal presented its potentials as a premier travel destination for adventurous travel with a rich culture. Cultural diversity, rather, and commitment to sustainable tourism. It is said the World Travel Market brought together 43,000 participants from 184 countries and featured 82 sessions. The Public Service Broadcasting Bill, aimed at merging Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into a single public service broadcasting organization, has come into effect today. This follows the 31-day period since President Ramchandra Podil authenticated the bill on October 8th. The bill's enactment officially paves the way for the consolidation of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into a unified public service broadcaster. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has made his first announcement by naming his campaign co-manager Susie Wiles as his White House chief of staff. According to the BBC on Tuesday, leader Trump made the first announcement naming his campaign co-manager Wiles as his White House chief of staff. In his victory speech this week, Trump referred to Wiles as the Ice Maiden, and she stood behind him on stage. Leader Trump's transition team is already vetting potential candidates who could serve in his administration when he returns to the White House in January. Meanwhile, U.S. President-elect Trump had said his administration would have no choice but to carry out the mass deportation of people who do not have legal permission to be in the USA. The BBC cited President-elect Trump as saying, "It's not a question of a price tag and having no other choice." The UN's Human Rights Office has condemned the high number of civilians killed in the war in Gaza, saying its analysis shows close to 70% of verified victims over a 6-month period were women and children. The BBC cited the agency as saying the high number was largely due to Israel's use of weapons with wide area effects in densely populated areas, although some deaths may have been the result of Iran projectiles by Palestinian armed groups. The report said it found unprecedented levels of international law violations, raising concerns about war crimes and other possible atrocity crimes. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorology Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the west of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Koshi Province, Gandaki Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Tribhuvan International Airport to remain closed for 10 hours a day for next 5 months from today to upgrade it. 10 people died in separate road accidents occurred in Surkhet and Chitwan. Urban Development Minister Prakash Man Singh calls for cooperation of United Nations and UN Habitat to address Nepal's major urban challenges. And U.S. President-elect Donald Trump appoints Susie Wiles as his White House chief of staff. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.